We will now continue the morning services, reading from the Acts, the fourth chapter. The words are in Jesus' name. And as they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and Sadeus came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus and the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands upon them and put them in the hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes and Annas and the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have ye done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you." This portion which we read relates to a happening which started happening when the apostles, after the resurrection of Jesus, started the work which Jesus ordered them to do, that he sent them to call unto the peoples of the world to the kingdom of God, that the Holy Spirit came down upon all the apostles and those in that happening. There came the greetings from heaven in the languages of everybody. That Jesus won against death. That here, in the Raisia services, we have been able to hear the God's word, in addition to Finnish, also English translated. Also, it's translated to sign language. And if these languages are enough, then at services there have been arranged for everybody in their own language that which is needed, which is seen good by the grace of God. These happenings took place in the temple of Jerusalem. It was more than just a building, but also the surrounding it. The apostles came and held services in the yard around the temple, and Peter was preaching or proclaiming. And they spake unto the people, the priests and the captives of the temple. That Jesus was sent unto them into their midst to teach. And this you which you killed, that Jesus was arose from the dead, and we all are witnesses of this. And Peter and John, which were able to be with Peter, who were able to be of the closest to him, of the apostles of Jesus, that Jesus called unto them to start the work of the ministry, for these fishermen to be fishermen of people from the countryside into the city. And they did their work as fishermen. Jesus came and called them to be apostles. Came to proclaim in public that they became fishermen of men, to call them into the kingdom of God, into that network of the kingdom. To humble, and Peter had to admit that he did not understand of this method of fishing people into heaven, but asked from that they were fishing. They were fishing. That Jesus, they did not receive, caught any fish, but Jesus asked them to throw the net again, and they received so many fish that the nets broke or ripped. And then Peter realized that this who called unto us was somebody different than a typical person of the village, but that it is somebody more power, more strength, more, that Peter wanted to join unto this. Peter was tested in many different ways, many happenings which happened between Peter and Jesus, of the times of the apostles. When Jesus was teaching the nation and instructing, do not know how much all happened within the nation of the Galileans, but which is written in the Bible, that which is written, that Peter was encouraged and became kind of the leader of the apostles. And many times is written of the times between the apostles and Jesus, this that Peter became bold and wanted to walk on the water when Jesus was walking, and he was able to as long as he was looking at Jesus, but then when he looked away and looked at the waves, then he started to sink into the water, that he had to admit that with his own power, he was not able to do. He was not able to survive. He struggled. He needed to receive the strength from heaven, the power of God. That Jesus asked the apostles. The apostles came from different parts of the nation. That in what way? Jesus asked them, in what way are you named? There's John, there's Elia. That not very many people knew him as being the Messiah. And Peter answered to him when Jesus asked that, what do you know of me as? And Peter answered that you are the Son of God. Brothers have had to admit that in their own weakness, in those last moments around Easter, as Easter came close, that when Jesus was telling of his own death unto his apostles, that he would have to suffer and die, the apostles said unto him, "We will be here to help you." And Peter said that even though others would leave you, I will not leave you. That it's Jesus reminded Peter that you will deny me three times before the cock crows. That Peter probably thought with his own power that I want to be supporting Jesus until the end, no matter what happens. But we remember what happened there in the yard of the high priest. Just as was predicted or told by Jesus that Peter denied Christ three times when he was asked that, "Are you not a member of that group of Jesus?" And Peter answered three times that I am not. And then the crow crowed, the cock crowed, and Peter then remembered of what Jesus had said to him priorly, and he cried, fell down weeping. And we remember of this net of this world, of these temptations and trials. Many situations come very quickly, no matter how much we decide in our own mind beforehand. We do not want to now fall into sin. We will not become irritated, no matter what the situation will be. For example, with the kids in our family, or I will not say bad unto my spouse. But I want to humbly, on this traveler unto heaven, that say that in our situation of our daily life, that we do not have, no matter how much power we try to say we have or admit, the devil attacks so quickly that we do not have the chance to think in such a way that we fall, that the devil attacks in such a quick way that we fall so quickly into sin. I remember of my youth, at services when I sat, the services might have been quite long. It was hard to concentrate. Some thoughts sometimes remained in my mind. I do not remember of this service speaker at the services, but there was spoken of the great grace of the sea of mercy, that all sins will be thrown into the sea of mercy, that when we can believe our sins forgiven, and they will be pushed into the deep sea of grace, they will no longer be. And I remember how he continued that there is a great sign saying that there no fishing allowed. That I remember of this, that when we receive our sins forgiven, then those sins are no longer after they are forgiven. Is it not so that when, as Peter here reminded us, when he fell into sins, that we are taught that we would have strength to continue struggling to admit these, our own faith, that from my own youth I remember one time as Peter, that many of us also remember, know in our own life, that when I was about 16 years old, when I was in Lukio, the first year of high school, and there, one of my student peers or fellow peers, that in my class there was no other believers, then at the break time, the fellow students started playing some cards. Then at that time, in the understanding of the time, I was taught that this playing of those cards was a worthless activity, that it was not something worthwhile for believers to participate, because it was a area where it was easily to fall into sin, into the greed of gambling, and that for that reason they was recommended not to get involved in this playing of cards. That when those cards were then started to be played, those that knew previously, they did not want those that knew me from before to not ask me, because they did not want to cause me any trials. There came a new boy to that class that did not know of me, and this Yusi did not. The Yusi said unto me, Kyrsti, come play, Yusi. And I was invited by Yusi to come play, that there's a stack of cards for you to play. And I said unto him that I need to know read this history. I was never interested in history. Then Yusi then continued, or are you some believer? In that situation, in panic, I responded that I am not, even though I experienced that as Peter there in the temple yard, when he was asked that, are you not a follower of this man of Nazareth? I felt as when these trials were coming around, I noticed that I, as weak struggler of this poor believer, was not able to say the matters as they are. The lesson of history went, I do not remember at all. No matter what happened in that lesson, I do not know, and everything was lost. Next Sunday, it was good to go to services, but then at services, I thought that I won't tell anybody, but there at the services, there was spoken the forgiveness of sins. It was uplifting to hear the word that even you, dear, weak, struggling journeyer, no matter what situation you are at, that you are now spoken the forgiveness of sins unto you, that all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And many others, listeners of the word today, at the services or on the internet, you have the same experiences to the grace of the word of Jesus Christ, this gospel spoken. It opens, it lightens the word, it lightens the burdens, and it washes away through this gospel, this great forgiveness of sins, that we are able to be free of sins, and we can be joyful that I can now continue journeying, struggling with other believers. This same Peter, this unto him was given the keys of heaven, just as we are given the same task to preach the forgiveness of sins. And as we preach the forgiveness of sins, that we have the same keys into heaven. We can open the door to those who do not own this gift. That when anybody starts to believe and receives the forgiveness of sins, they can become a member of the kingdom of God. And when Peter and John were there speaking of the kingdom of God and proclaiming the gospel there in the temple yard. That they were one sick man there in the yard of the temple came that was helped there, was not able to come by his own power. He had a sickness that affected his legs, that Peter noticed him and said unto this man, I do not have silver or gold, but that which I have I will give unto you, that in the name of Jesus Christ arise and walk. And he took hold of the man by the right hand, and this man received power to rise up and start walking through the power of God. That Peter healed this sick man. He did not have this temporal riches. That with these temporal riches was not able to help this man, but he was able to help this man receiving his health back through the miracle there in the yard of the temple. But that he was through his, there was happened probably a very intense discussion there in the yard, that how this man who came there in the early morning to beg for money starts to walk by his own power. Is this not the same man who was begging there by the door? And this man then started to tell of what happened, this through the name of Jesus Christ, Peter freed me from the sickness. And this text portion talks of when this priest and captains of the temple decided to put into prison Peter and John for the reason that they were speaking of the Jesus of Nazareth, for they were teaching, but that they were afraid that the whole nation of Jerusalem would turn against them there on the mount, the temple mount, that there were thousands who received forgiveness of sins. Many had received their sins forgiven and wanted to hear of what the apostles were teaching. But these priests and captains of the temple put Peter into the prison. You children probably think that it is that they must have kept Peter and John as criminals and put them to prison, that they must have been kept as criminals. These captains of priests were thinking what to do. That in the morning they gathered together and asked Peter and John before them and wanted to hear of what was going on and what these brothers were up to. That by what power and in whose power or name are you doing? And when they sat in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? And be it unto you all, that all people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom these crucified, whom God raised from the dead, all these things are being done in his name. That when you're doing something in another's name, we might be given a task by somebody else in our profession or work that we are doing some contract or doing something on a corporation or a business or some other organization, that we are creating some contracts between some country or some business entities. It always is given some power or some in somebody's name. I could ask from the children, have you ever done something in somebody else's name? For you most likely have, even though you have not known. It might be that your mother has sometimes given you 10 euros that now go to the store and bring five things of milk and 5 liters of milk and one package of coffee. You bring the 10, put the 10 euros in your pocket and go to the store and get the 5 liters of milk and one package of coffee. And then you come home. And you now can see that you did this in your mother's name. Your mother gave you this power to go and buy this. And your mom didn't give you the permission to buy 3 things of milk and 2 packages of candy. But you did as your mother gave you the order and came. And you, when you have done this task, you have done it in the power of your mother, of which was given unto you. Or you might have been given some card that was given from the postal service, that there is a package at the post office that your mom might have given to you this paper and signed it and give it to be in your name, that you can go to the post office and fetch the package for your mom or your parents. That this is a similar contract. That in this text portion is talking that, as Peter tells, that I am doing this works in the name of Jesus Christ. That Jesus came to this world to do as his Father wanted. The Creator came as man into this world. The Triune God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, and came into this world. And Jesus came into the world to save people from sin. And as John said, Jesus said that I did not come from heaven in my own will, but I came to fulfill the will of that which sent me, that I would be able to save every which desires to be saved. But that I will raise all from dead which belong. that Jesus came to allow the possibility that as many as possible would make it to heaven, and I would raise them from dead. In the book of Romans, Paul encourages and reminds us of the similar topic when it is written that every which calls in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for help will be helped. But if they would have the strength and faith to believe of that which they have heard, they would not hear if nobody is proclaiming. And nobody would be proclaiming if nobody has sent them. And this way is written. It is so wonderful, the great words which are written for us. But not everybody is a listener of the gospel. Who believes us? Faith is by listening, and listening by the word. And Paul is reminding that he was sent to proclaim of the same word in the same way which Peter and John were sent. They were proclaiming of the forgiveness of sins and the power of the gospel. And this is power through the Spirit. And when we hear the words of Jesus Christ and believe on our own behalf, then we are sufficient or okay as a child of God, acceptable as a child of God, that Jesus sent his own there in his last sermon, that he said, in this way it is written that God will suffer and die and rise on the third day, and all of the nations that will be spoken in his name to make repentance and receive forgiveness of sins in his name. And this way it is written. And that is which Peter and John were teaching and were sent to teach. That nobody can be saved in any other way than that name which has been sent us as the name of Jesus Christ. And this way, they, by what power or by what name have you done this work? Here and even at these services we have heard the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name and precious blood. Just in this way, in Jesus' name, doing this work, this mission work, mission task, it has been echoing as long, it will be echoing as long as God sees it is necessary to be spoken and preached the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. Just as in Hebrews has been taught, that how much better would it be to proclaim the sin, forgive the sins of Jesus Christ in the power of the Spirit as victims. And his blood cleanses us of all sins, that we would be able to serve the living God. That Jesus died there on the central cross of Golgotha, that he bled on our behalf. He gave us the possibility to be a member of the Holy Kingdom. And for that reason, at these services, sins are preached forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. The same word is spoken to all those that are listening today. Believe, all sins forgiven, you weak child, whatever situation you have been before, that you can now believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And we are able to comfortably continue believing. We are able to be joyful that I, together with the other children of God, can be in this way, continuing to be trust that we are will be protected on this journey, that we would have the strength to put sins forgiven when they attach, and we can pray that we would not be taken away from the center or from the midst of this world, but rather that we be protected from the bad. And in the same way, we can pray for on other all others' behalf that God would protect us from the bad. And if we would be, we would fall, then we would have the humble mind and heart, that we would have strength to ask forgiveness of sins and continue believing and remain believing in Jesus' name and precious blood. Now we have, it is safely to remain believing. May I believe my own sins forgiven. I desire to continue believing as you, in Jesus' name and precious blood. Amen.